You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cameron Goodall's joined us in the studio. Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Oh, let me turn your microphone on like a professional interviewer would do. Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. You look good after your big show last night. You did. You performed your cabaret show, The Sound of Falling Stars, at the Town Hall to a very appreciative audience, according to those that called us this morning.
A couple of people have called you this morning already.
Well, we gave them away. We gave away some passes to avid listeners, and they were very delighted. They were delighted with your show. Firstly, let me explain who you are. You are an ARIA Award winner.
It's true. It's
you are a graduate from the Flinders Drama Centre.
Yeah.
That's in Australia?
Yep.
Australia. Yeah. You did additional training at RADA in London? Yeah. You did a long run. How long's a long run? 2.5 years in Disney's The Lion King, playing Zazu. Remind me who Zazu is in The Lion King.
Oh, he's the bird. Yeah, Rowan Atkinson did him in the film.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a good show to be in. It was fun. There were a lot of Kiwis in it, actually, in The Lion King. Because they're great singers, because it seems like everyone can sing here.
We just love it. We love it. You've seen us on the shows, on the talent shows.
Yeah.
You know, and then those that get through the talent shows, they get all sorts of benefits, you know. And prior to The Lion King, you spent 3 years under the direction of Cate Blanchett and Andrew Upton, developing and performing new works in Sydney.
Yep.
What haven't you done, sir? Where'd you get your ARIA Award for?
I used to be in a band called The Audreys. A kind of bluesy, folky roots band, where I played banjo and mandolin and sung and stuff.
Okay, we were going to be exalting the banjo this morning, but our travelling tunes banjo expert didn't come in. Unfortunately, she's sick.
Darn.
Shame. That's going to be next week. But you've played Hamlet before. You've had a Green Room nomination for the Best Supporting Actor in Lion King, and here you are in Auckland, managing to fit us into your busy schedule. Cameron Goodall, what is The Sound of Falling Stars, your tribute show you're performing in Auckland this weekend?
Well, it's funny you talk about all those other things, but this is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Really?
As a performer, yep, and probably the most rewarding and the most exciting. It's a show, so there's this amazing woman, Robin Archer, who may be known to some listeners. She's an Australian that's... She's like an old dame of the theatre. She's amazing. So she did this show in 1979, which was the year that I was born, called A Star Is Torn, where she played all these women who died before their time, like Judy Garland and Janis Joplin and about a dozen of these women, and sort of monologues and songs. And you know, it was an absolute hit. She did it for years and took it to the West End. And anyway, so since then, the year that I was born, she's harboured this idea to do a kind of male version of it. And as we know, there's a lot of male singers who died before their time.
Many, 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 yeah.
And lucky for me, she sort of said, hey, I want you to have a look at it. And I did, and then went, oh, my goodness, this is like a dream show for me. So the show is presented...
Well, your dream show is the hardest show you've ever had to do, you just said.
It's challenging. Yeah, it's got to be a challenge. So the show kind of basically is a chronology of a whole lot of dead guys, starting with Hank Williams, via Elvis, Bobby Darin, and then through the counterculture with people like Jim Morrison, John Lennon, Ian Curtis from Joy Division, through to Elliott Smith, and then sort of ending with Kurt Cobain. So it charts a pretty big course of kind of self-destruction, really.
You must have thought about some interesting things, thinking about all those artists in their prime and what happened to them.
Yeah,
absolutely. It must be quite a dark place to go. Initially, you know.
For a lot of them. I mean, it's a very
before
fun
you do
show.
The celebration part of it, which is, I guess, performing.
Yeah.
It must be kind of sad.
Yeah,
there's a lot of amazing talent there, a lot of interesting human beings.
Yeah, a lot of dark stuff for them as well. Obviously, a lot they all went too soon. But there's a lot of stuff about how their connection with their audience, and a lot of them had kind of weird familial relationships, funny relationships with their dads or their mums, and they kind of sought love. They needed more love than your average human being. Like someone like Elvis, and Bon Scott, he needs something different to your average person.
Bagpipes.
Yeah.
And Bon Scott, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. And they seek it in different ways. And so, you know, often that's through the love of thousands and thousands of people. But it's a complicated thing, that kind of...
Is that you? Is that why you're doing this? Do you seek that love through thousands and thousands of people?
As many people as can possibly fit into the concert chamber at the Auckland Town Hall, I would happily receive love from. No, I'm a different creature to those guys, but that's why I'm able to do it, that I can look at all of them and read about them and listen to their music and go, I'll try and in some way approximate them for the good of the whole show. Like, I'm not doing impersonations. I mean, I should say that. They're not like, even though I mentioned Elvis, some people go, oh, do you do an Elvis impersonation? And they feel a bit sick when they say that. That's not the kind of show that it is. It's more like
I think everyone should just privately my thoughts on that. I think everyone should be able to do an Elvis impersonation. I think it's an important part of growing up. But
interesting.
Anyway.
You know, I did part of my research for this show. I've got a 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
And
he does one?
Yeah, well, I just went like, look, son, today's going to be Elvis Day, so let's listen to some Elvis and we'll watch some YouTube videos or whatever, and then we'll, you know.
I can't wait for my son to get that old. Woo, get off the Peppa Pig and get onto the Elvis. Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Oh, that's so cool.
It's a really fun show to do. You know, it's amazing.
And you've been doing the show for how long now?
Well, we premiered it this year in June the Cabaret Festival in Adelaide.
Not too long.
Yeah, but I've had about a year prior to that to kind of work on it, like slowly kind of. Because, you know, there's a lot of research, so...
Yeah. What's been the most difficult thing about doing a show like this?
One of the most difficult things is just the range involved. That, I've got Jeff Buckley.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you've got Jeff Buckley, man.
Yeah, so... and I can't sing like him. But then I've got Mario Lanza, who's an operatic tenor. And I can't sing like him. But what I do is I capture an essence of those guys that relates to the whole show. But with Jeff, you know, for example, his range is... Is really,
stupid.
Really, it is stupid.
Stupid
is a good word for it, but it's very, very high. And so for me, it's like a maintenance exercise to make sure that I look after the top part of my voice, and then I need to look after the bottom stuff for some of the other guys. Sure. So it's just about, you know, maintaining it.
I see you brought a 6-string guitar in with you this morning, and I wonder, perhaps maybe, are you going to play some stuff for us?
No, I just thought I'd bring it into.
Just so you look at your guitar. It's a lovely guitar, isn't it, Johnny? What a lovely guitar he's brought in here, Cameron.
A good guitar to look at on radio.
Cameron Goodall, would you play us some of your chops?
Yeah,
as far as the show goes. So people are going to come along to the show. They're going to see you, and is it just you musically up there, or
it's me and a little band of piano or keyboards, I should say, and accordion. Which is interesting because it puts a bit of a lens on it.
Yeah.
Again, like I was saying, we're not doing like these impersonations of the guys. We're kind of having an angle or an approach on their music. All good?
I'm trying to shut that door there so no one comes in hollering good. About the election or something, you know?
Well, speaking of the election, I thought I might do a song by one of our guys that's in the show that's perhaps a little less known.
Sure.
One of the good things about this show, there's 30 singers all up, something like that, maybe 32 or something. But some of them will be like less known. And there's this one guy who I had kind of heard of before we started work on the show, but it's amazing to like actually do the research. His name's Phil Oakes. Have you guys heard of Phil Oakes?
I have heard of him. I don't know much about him, though.
He played gigs with Bob Dylan. He was like in the 60s, and then he was amazing, like a kind of folk protest singer.
Yeah.
But over time, like the stuff that he's done, I don't know, it just sort of lost currency or whatever. But I think now that we're in a time where there's going to be more, I imagine, more political activism. When Trump got in, one of my American friends just like texted me straight away and said, well, now activism becomes part of my daily routine, you know.
My American friend just immediately came and moved over here. Like, seriously.
You know, that's our joke in Australia is like constantly we're going to move here.
Yeah.
But I hope it, you know, everyone gets the outcome. Well, that's a stupid thing to say. I hope everyone gets the outcome they want for the election. No,
it's
I don't.
Happen,
I hope like-minded people get the outcome they want. So this guy, Phil Oakes, he was an interesting guy, played gigs with Dylan, but then he had a kind of split personality disorder.
Yeah.
And after the Vietnam War, which he had sort of like actively tried to, you know, discourage people from America from participating in, the war, you know, ended, and then he kind of just became rudderless and lost, and he didn't know what to do with himself.
Yeah.
And then he ended up dressing like Buddy Holly, and then he ended up living on the streets as this other personality that he'd created, and then that other personality was saying that he had murdered Phil Oakes, so he really did lose his mind. But you know, he wrote some incredible music, and so I'll do one of his songs, which is called When I'm Gone. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns when I'm gone.
so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone, and I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. I can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Nice song, nice words. Nice
yeah,
words.
Great lyrics.
And it must be cool to incorporate some people that people don't aren't prepared for as well. You know?
Yeah, it's one of the joys of the show. Like Nick Drake is in the show as well, yeah. So I get to, for many people, introduce them to artists that are dear to me. Mm. You know, kind of like housed in the context of other artists that they're familiar with.
I think we're gonna. I think I'm gonna actually call up some of the big names now. Can you do a couple of big name ones for us?
No.
Just one. Someone here said, I went last night, it was amazing, it sounded just like Jeff Buckley.
Well, you see, yeah, we see, what time is it in the morning? I don't think Jeff Buckley ever sang this early in the morning.
I hear Jeff Buckley sing this time in the morning.
Did you really?
In my dream when I woke up next to him. I hung out with Jeff all night one night, and it was really cool.
I'll say, if you want to hear more, definitely come and see the show. Leave you wanting more.
All right, Cameron Goodall, thank you very much for coming in. The show's called The Sound of Falling Stars. It's on the Town Hall again tomorrow and Sunday. Have a great stay while you're here. Do you
Thanks
stick
so
around
much.
For a bit longer, or are you home afterwards?
Going to stay for a couple of days and
it's
just
spirit. There you go.
See what's going on.
Thank you very much for coming to BFM Breakfast. And thanks
for
playing for us. And thanks to you and to your guitar, too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.